Hello, welcome to the podcast. We haven't got a name for the podcast just yet, but we will do it at some point. So for now, just hello, welcome to the podcast. This is a brand new podcast where each week we're going to have ideas and we're going to take it upon ourselves to pitch either a video game as a movie or a movie as a video game. We're going to change it each week. This week's topic is based on the brand new exciting news that have just come out that the guys behind The Division and The Division 2 are making a Star Wars video game, open world. This is our podcast. I'm your host, Lewis. I'm joined by my co-host, my brother from the same mother, Benz. Benz, how you doing?
I'm very well.
Yeah. How you been? You've been playing games? You've been watching? What you've been up to?
Yeah, I've been playing through the stories of Avengers, played Avengers recently. I like the story of that.
Yeah, so you're sort of sticking with that, the Disney the Disney powerhouse that own everything, Marvel. Been watching Marvel. I've been watching WandaVision. You've been watching WandaVision?
Yeah. First two episodes of that.
I was going to say, yeah. Been watching it. I've watched the first two episodes. Yeah. What do you think of it? I thought it was good.
I think it was all right, but I think for like if they're going to release it weekly like that, I need something to carry on watching.
Yeah.
So like with the first season of Mandalorian, at the end of the first episode, you got Baby Yoda, and that was like what?
But yeah.
At the end of this, I'm a bit like, okay.
There's something going on, but we're not quite sure. I actually, so I watched the first two episodes back to back, and then I sort of left it for a day. I sort of sat upon, and thinking about it, and I thought, it's sort of good, campy fun, just like very that comedy based in that era. I thought Paul Bettany's great. I thought he's got, very good comedic acting. And then I went onto YouTube this morning and I looked up the Easter egg and references videos from a guy called Emergency Awesome. I don't know if you've watched his stuff before. But once I watched that and he's, going through where the series is going, I'm now more excited than I was, watching those first two episodes. Because, he's dropping all these, what could be happening, who these people are, who the person is in the post credits. Well, I'll say post credits when it sort of zooms out after the first episode, that sort of stuff. And I'm now, quite excited to watch the rest of the series to see where it goes. I think it's been a while since we've had Marvel stuff, hasn't it? So it's been good to get back into it again, I think. When that Marvel reel went at the start of the series that they do before each film, I was like, oh yeah, let's get into it. Very exciting. I thought it's all right to start off with. It's a bit of a weird one. I think obviously they wanted to do Captain America and Winter Soldier and Falcon or whatever it was. Wanted to do that first because that would be more of a traditional Marvel movie, they're going rogue and whatever. I'm not quite sure the story of that.
More action oriented.
I think they wanted to do that first, but maybe that weren't quite finished, whereas this was filmed in front of a live audience and stuff, so this was done a while ago. They were just sort of but I only just found out that I think they originally were doing six episodes of WandaVision and they've extended it now to nine, so that's quite exciting. That could be quite good. They might be a bit shorter, the episodes, but it's like The Mandalorian. I'd like I'd prefer to have a 20-minute, half-hour show each week to, high-quality budget show than, wait 2 years for a new Marvel movie or whatever. Or try and keep up with three Marvel movies a year even,
We'll wait 2 years and then all you get is Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah. I'll get into that, actually. Talking about Star Wars, let's sort of get into the topic for this week. So it was announced this week that Lucasfilm Games is now a new... Are they a new...
Well, it's sort of, subsidiary? I think it's sort of like they had. I think there was originally called Lucasfilm Games, like back when it was George Lucas, right, like at the helm when he first made it, and then obviously it changed into LucasArts.
Yeah, it changed to LucasArts.
Who had, like, you know, Lego Star Wars and the original Battlefronts and Republic Commando. Yeah. And then I think when Disney took over, they didn't really like shut them down, but they kind of just put them to the side and had them pretty much as just the middlemen between, like, Disney and EA, who obviously
doing the licensing and stuff.
Yeah, but I think now that license has expired, they've kind of brought them up more, I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. It's definitely an exciting opportunity. I think it just, you know, it's been 8 years since EA got the license for Star Wars, and we've had four games.
Yeah,
and Battlefront 1 and Star Wars Squadrons, as much as they're solid games, they're very small games, you know. Battlefront 2, obviously the big controversy around that. Jedi Fallen Order is great. It's one of my favorite games of this generation. And obviously they've had little, like, mobile games. I think they've got a couple of VR games as well.
Yeah, they had, like, the Vader Immortal, and they did, like, a Battlefront thing for Rogue One that was VR, I think.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so yeah, I'm definitely excited. You know, just give us anything, one a year. We used to have a Star Wars game once a year, every year. I think it was up to 2014 or something like that, or 2013.
Right, yeah.
I think 2013 might have been the first year we didn't have a Star Wars game, which is crazy, absolute madness. You know, the fact that they can put them out of that sheer volume. But yeah, I mean, Lego Skywalker Saga is coming out soon. Obviously, that's not EA. Telltale. So I was flicking through Amazon earlier this week with the announcement of the Star Wars games and stuff. I was like, right, I'm going to see when this Skywalker Saga is coming out. And I'm sure there's a date around somewhere, but on Amazon, they've just got the placeholder date of 31st of December, this, like, end of this year. And I was like, this game got announced in 2018. It was meant to come out 2019, end of 2019. So I was like, they're not pushing it back again. But I pre-ordered it, and the reason why I pre-ordered it, and you're going to have to look this up, Benz, the deluxe edition is called... Hang on, let me look it up, because I don't want to get this name wrong. The deluxe edition of Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga is called... One second. Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga Blue Milk Luke Deluxe Edition.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
And it comes with a minifigure of Luke drinking blue milk, and I was like, oh, I've got to get that. Absolutely got to get it. So I pre-ordered it.
I think
it.
I saw that somewhere.
Yeah. So I've pre-ordered it, and I'm hoping it'll come out sort of March, April time, because that was what they said last year, sort of end of last year, wasn't it? So
yeah, last thing I knew, it was March.
Yeah. So fingers crossed it does come out. But anyway, let's get into it. Let's get into this. So before we go into our ideas for the perfect Star Wars game made by the guys who have made The Division, let's just go over them. They're, you know, the guys are called Massive Entertainment. They've obviously made The Division 1 and Division 2. Have you played either of them?
No.
They also helped out when they got bought by Ubisoft. I think they were bought in 2008. So they were bought by Ubisoft in 2008. So I think one of the first games they helped out make was Assassin's Creed Revelations, that one where you're Ezio looking for the Tomb of Altair, I think it was. I don't know if you played one.
Yeah.
It was all right. I thought it was all right when I played it. The problem was Assassin's Creed 2 come out, then Brotherhood was the next year, and then Revelations was a year after. And it was just like Ezio, Ezio, Ezio. I think people were a bit bored of it by then.
Yeah.
But they also helped out on Far Cry 3, which I didn't know, which is pretty good game. You played that?
I think I have, yeah.
I mean, not obviously
extensively.
I think they helped out more than, you know, had creative, you know, creative interest in it. But obviously their first game was Tom Clancy's The Division, which came out in 2016. I thought it was a lot earlier than that. I know it got announced like back when the Xbox One and that got announced. So, but it finally came out in 2016. Sort of mediocre on release. It has currently a Metacritic rating of 80 on Xbox and PS4. So that's not bad. I think a lot of people were a bit sort of disappointed that, you know, it was missing a lot of features from the trailers. But it's still, people loved the shooting in it. They loved the cover-based shooting aspect of it. They liked the dark zone, you know, and you can sort of pick up bounties and stuff. I think it sort of got more of a following as it went on, because it turned into sort of a games of a service, didn't it? A bit like Destiny and what Anthem tried to be. But I've played The Division 2. And that's my experience with this developer. And I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. I played it on my own. I played a little bit with my friend Jim. We didn't play a lot. But from my gameplay perspective, you're small teams. You know, you're maximum of team of four. There's not a lot of you. And you're going up against these, you know, big firefights, as it were. Some of the missions are just simple, you know, go and take out about five guys and collect something and then defend the area while you've got people attacking you. But there are bigger missions where you have like boss fights and stuff at the end. But it's quite a loot-based game as well. So just keep that in mind. Because some of my ideas, I've got ideas of how we can, you know, turn that into a Star Wars game, that sort of loot-based third-person shooter action-y open world game, you know. So also good idea to keep in mind is I'm hoping it'll be developed on their Snowdrop game engine, which the games look amazing on it. It is actually being developed on that. I've just looked it up. So the games that were developed on it was obviously The Division and Division 2, Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle, South Park, The Fractured Butthole, and Starlink Battle for Atlas. So they're sort of, you know, cartoony, colourful games. So they don't really do the game engine any justice. But if you all you got to do is look up The Division 2 and just see how dense that world looks. You know, you're walking around these sort of abandoned Washington, D.C., and you see these cars, and there's litter flying everywhere. And from my memory, and this has really stuck with me, I was taking cover behind like a wired fence. I was taking cover behind a wired fence, and I thought, you know, I'll be all right. It's a fence. And someone was shooting at me, and over this fence was a big cloth, right? And it was poking bullet holes in the cloth. And then the sun was coming through those bullet holes. And I was like, Jesus, this is running on an Xbox One PS4. But I was playing on a base Xbox One. Yeah, so it's a very powerful engine. So, you know, hopefully this Star Wars game is going to look amazing, depending, obviously, on the art style they go for. If they go for a very cartoony art style, which they won't be allowed to, I'm sure they won't. Disney won't allow it. But, that'd be cool. But, you know, so I've got three ideas. Ben, how many ideas you got?
I have two, but I can turn it into three on the fly.
Yeah, so shall I maybe start and then, yeah, we'll take it in turns, yeah?
Yep.
Happy with that. Right, so my first idea. Now, I've been watching a lot of the Clone Wars recently. You've been watching Rebels, haven't you? A little bit. And I've been watching Clone Wars. So I watched Rebels first, and you've obviously watched Clone Wars first. So we're sort of catching up on each other. I'm now up to about halfway through season 6 of Clone Wars.
Right.
Loving it. Think it's great. But, you know, I was sort of thinking about this over the weekend, and I'm thinking, right, Division 1, Division 2, set in a city. They're both set in a city. You know, you're going around, you're connecting with survivors, you're connecting with settlements, you're taking out, raiders and bad guys, basically, and you know, you're trying to collect all these settlements, you're trying to get back to a civilization. I thought, how can that transfer over to Star Wars? And obviously, straight away, I'm thinking, oh, you know, you can play as rebels, you can shoot stormtroopers. But then I was thinking about, right, where you can set it, and where would be a nice place to set it. Obviously, I thought Coruscant, Mos Eisley, you know, Tatooine. I was thinking maybe Naboo, but then went to bed, I put Clone Wars on, and it was sort of the end of season 5. Mandalore, set it on Mandalore, the city of Mandalore, because that looks like there's so much going on. You know, obviously not everything can be explorable in the game, but you know, it's got buildings hanging like upside down because it's like in a sort of glass bubble on the planet, so you can have these massive skyscrapers, you know, buildings off in the distance, you know, hanging from the ceiling coming down, and big skyscrapers going up, and you know, walking around Washington DC in a Division 2, the buildings are very big, they're not all explorable, they don't have to be, but just the actual sheer setting of it looks amazing. And then I thought, okay, so that would be a great setting. Well, when can you set it? You could set it in between Clone Wars or Rebels, or maybe even after Rebels, when obviously Mandalore isn't as strong as it was. And then now you've got that Imperial infiltration from the, you know, the Empire. And I thought that, you know, in Rebels, Sabine, she's trying to reconnect with the Mandalorians that are still getting Mandalore back to where it was. You know, they're trying to overthrow the Empire on Mandalore in Rebels. So I thought, well, you could set it then, you know, you could sort of, you're trying to reconnect with the clans, you can try and connect with Death Watch, you could try and connect with all these different ones, you could have a bit of choice to it, you could, you know, you could have a good outcome, a bad outcome. So yeah, I think Mandalore would be a great setting, playing as Mandalorians. The Mandalorian Disney Plus is huge right now. I don't think you have to connect to that necessarily. I think you could have Bo-Katan in there. If you set it before Rebels, you could even, you know, try and be teaming up with Bo-Katan to take out Darth Maul, or see, you know, just see where they're trying to get back on track. You could put in Sabine Wren's family there, and her clan. You could, you know, maybe reconnect with Bo-Katan's family and, you know, see how they're covering over the loss of Satine. I think Mandalore, it's probably my first choice. If someone said to me, look, you know, you got to make a game, it's got to be an open world, third person shooter, I would say, well, Mandalore is a great idea, you know, and you could also have the, like I said, you can have the Empire influence there. You know, they could be the main enemies, like your sort of bog standing enemies. And then your boss battles could be against, you know, these Mandalorian clans that are teaming up with the Empire. Yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunity there, but it's quite niche is the only problem I'm thinking. I think it's a great idea, but anyone who hasn't watched, obviously, the Clone Wars and the Rebels probably don't think it's a great idea. What do you think of it, Ben?
Well, I think once you watch season 7, right, you'll get an even better idea of like Mandalore. Right. In season 7, there's the siege of Mandalore,
right,
which was like the biggest thing about it, where it's pretty much like all out war, just in that kind of dome, because obviously the whole planet is like desolate, right? And then you've got in the dome, just on top, is where all like the cities are. And then I think in a game like set on Mandalore, you obviously need some kind of presence of the dark saber. So I'd say you could have factions, maybe like that's the objective. It's like get the dark side.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to team up to get or something. Yeah, I think I personally think that's quite a good setting. The other thing that I think would work quite well, because it's that transition from the Clone Wars to Rebels, there's a lot of opportunity for varieties of guns. You know, obviously the Mandalorians, they have their sort of Jango Fett-esque dual-wielding pistols. You can have the, is it the E-11 blaster rifle, which is the typical Stormtroopers have. You could have the Fallout, the guns like from the Fallout of the Clone Wars. You could have, you know, the heavy gunner, machine turret guns and stuff. And there's all these loot-based guns options there. You could definitely have the rifle, the disintegration rifle from the Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. That would be wicked. And yeah, I think obviously, I think it's my idea. So I think, best idea, you know, come on, contact me, Massive Entertainment, you know, I'll give me some money. But yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunity there. And the, you know, like I said, just sort of small groups of enemies going up against, you know, bigger groups of enemies, you know, small group of heroes, like four people, whack a jetpack on, and you can easily, you know, say, well, there's 20 guys there and there's only four Mandalorians. Well, did they, you know, overthrow them? Well, they just used their jetpacks. They got up high, dead. So, yeah, I think there's quite a bit of opportunity there. That's pretty much it for my Mandalore setting. I think that's what I would like the most, but it's very unlikely. What's your main idea, Benz?
All right. My idea. So again, with like Mandalorians, I would be very, very surprised if they don't make a Mandalorian game, whether that is set during the time of the show or whether that's that like Clone Wars, whether that's about Death Watch, whether it's about Mando and Grogu. So I'm thinking, have kind of a bounty hunter sort of game where you don't have to be like Mandalorians per se, but have kind of a group of bounty hunters. And you're like, the open world could be, again, just like pick a planet, basically. There's enough of them in Star Wars. And it's just like contracts, right? Obviously, bounty hunter kind of game. And with, again, the time setting, you can pretty much choose any time, and there's enough things there. So if you choose Clone Wars, you've got Republic side, you've got Separatist side, and then you've got like middle kind of Trade Federation. And then you've got, again, like Mandalore as well. There's enough there. And then again, in like Imperial era, the Imperials themselves, bounty hunters, rebels, New Republic, Old Republic, whatever. And kind of just have it very similar to your idea in terms of like trying to get the groups together, trying to go and seize the like other people for like the main goal. And that would just be like, the goal be a contract rather than get the Darksaber.
Like a heist.
Because because then you could have multiple things. Because this is what I was saying to you about when I played for Avengers, is you finish a story and then it very quickly gets the same, just missions of go rescue this person or... Yeah. Go take down this base. But if you have these like bigger sort of contracts to do, which take, you know, have lots of like submissions within them to build up and collect, work towards like a faction. So you could do, and you could have them at like the same time as well. So you could do an Imperial mission, a Rebel mission at the same time, because you're middle ground of bounty hunter and you don't really care. And I'm also thinking with this, you could have kind of more recognizable characters in terms of, it doesn't just have to be a blank Imperial Stormtrooper or some new Imperial character. You could work for, you know, not necessarily Darth Vader. That's probably a bit too high. But you could work for Ben Mendelsohn.
What's the woman's name in Squadrons? The Commander. I can't remember her name, but she's a big antagonist of Hera and Kanan Jarrus in the books. But yeah, you could like work, you could be her bounty hunter. Yeah, that sounds quite good. And I think what would work quite well is, you know, the first season of Mandalorian is very video gamey in the sense that he goes out, he does a mission, he comes back, he gets a bit Beskar. And you know, you could do that. You could go out, you could, they could say to you, I need 10 Imperials dead. All right. So you go out, you do that, you come back, and you get a new helmet, you get a new chest plate, you get a new, you know, boots or gloves, or and the Division, they already have that already exists in the Division games. You know, you can do missions for like armor awards, or you know, or weapons awards. I think that would work quite well. There is quite a lot of bounties already in the Division, so that obviously would transfer quite well. But from what you were just saying, Ben, it reminded me a lot of Assassin's Creed Odyssey, where you are a Mystios. You know, you're pretty much a bounty hunter, a mercenary, sorry. And you go up to the Spartans, you take out a contract to kill the Athenians. While you're in the Athenian camp, you can take out a contract to kill the Spartans, and there's no ties. Yeah, that would work quite well. And like you said, you can set it anywhere. There would not be anywhere, you know, that it wouldn't work. You could set it on Coruscant. Obviously, it would have to be quite small. Coruscant is huge, but in terms of scale, it would still be a big map, I think. Yeah.
I mean, like, if I had to choose, I'd say set it in the rebellion era with Imperials and Rebels.
Before the fall of the Death Star.
Yeah. And put it on a kind of like a, not a neutral planet, but a planet that's run by the Imperials that has a heavy rebel presence. So like, obviously the opening of Empire.
Yeah.
Hoth is for the rebels, right? And then the Empire goes and invades that. But then you could have it on like, I wouldn't say set it on Cloud City, because it's a bit of a more pickable place, but that has strong rebel presence and strong Imperial presence, obviously, because Lando is like the middleman between that. But yeah, just set it on somewhere where it wouldn't seem unreasonable to have heavy presence of both.
What's Naboo like during the original trilogy? Is that Imperial based, or
I'm pretty sure it's just like, because obviously Palpatine's from Naboo, I'm pretty sure he just takes that as his like own planet.
You go to Naboo in Battlefront 2, don't you? You go to Theed in the missions there, but that's set after Episode 6, isn't it? That bit where of course it is. The whole game is with Operation Cinder. I think you could set it anywhere pretty much. I think what might be quite a good addition to that, to your idea, with, you know, terms in sort of the end game and continuous contracts and stuff like that, is you put in a nemesis system like Shadow of Mordor. You could have, you know, these leaders rising up through these different clans, and you could go, well, here's your, you know, this is your contract. You need to take out this clan, or, you know, this Imperial regiment, you know, and you have to, you know, go to one place and you take out the captain, and you go to another place and you take out the commander, and you go to another place and you take out the general. And if you fail, a new commander gets promoted, a new captain gets promoted. I think that could be quite good. What do you reckon?
Yeah. Pretty much all I'm looking for is something that when I finish the main bulk of it, I can still play without getting bored within a couple of days.
Yeah, and the Division 2 is very well known for that. The end game is meant to be amazing. I personally didn't even finish the campaign because it took me so long. I put like maybe 10, 12 hours into it, and I'd only unlocked the second district or whatever. But I was doing all the side objectives and stuff as well. So, but I think that's quite a good idea. Anything else you want to add to that, or shall I give my idea?
I guess the only other thing would be like, in terms of customization again with bounty hunters, you can have like anything, right? Because obviously with Battlefront 2, it's quite well known for not having lots of like customization. Obviously they brought out over time, they brought in the new heroes, but new then still
stuff,
in terms of skins, all you had was there was lots for like the clones and stuff, but for all the heroes there was essentially nothing. And some really like obvious ones that could be in there, like just Bespin Luke and stuff, they didn't bring out. Apparently it's because they had to go through Disney to confirm it all, but I don't see why they'd have to confirm a Bespin Luke skin. So I'd say with this, just have it so that we can have anything. Like, don't
I want to wear a Stormtrooper helmet with a Rebel shoulder pad with a Stormtrooper left leg, you know?
Exactly.
Stuff
all,
like
and
that.
All of that in pink as well.
What about also, if you said it then, how about some boss battles against Inquisitors? You know, your bounty hunters and the Rebels give you a contract. Take out this Inquisitor and, you know, you get a sick piece of Inquisitor armor as your loot to that would be wicked. I think that'd be quite cool. But yeah, get like you said, and it don't even have to just be Rebels and Imperials. You know, you could have Hutt clan in there. You could have Hondo and his pirates, and you know, you really chuck it in there. Yeah,
and that's what I was thinking in terms of like bounty hunter. It doesn't have to just be Mandalorians. Like, you can be a Trandoshan like Bosk, or you can be, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, and they put a Trandoshan in squadrons as well, didn't they? So they're definitely trying to use more of the, you know, of the, and especially in the Mandalorian, I thought they're putting all the species back into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right, shall I give my next idea?
Yeah.
So as soon as I heard this news, I thought, and you even tagged me in it, and I said to you, running around as Rebels shooting Stormtroopers would be cool. And then I thought about it a bit more. I was like, but everyone wants to play as Rebels shooting Stormtroopers. We've done that how many times now? And I was thinking, what could we change up of that? And I thought of a great opportunity, and not everyone's going to like this, definitely won't like this. But instead of Rebels shooting Stormtroopers, what about the Resistance? Set it in the sequel trilogy. And more specifically, set it after Episode 8. You know, they've at the end of Episode 8, they called out to the galaxy. They said, we need help, and no one came. And I think it would be a great opportunity to just flesh out the sequel trilogy lore a bit more. Because my main issue with the sequel trilogy, I quite like it. However, I don't know what the bloody hell's going on half the time. I don't know whether, you know, the First Order, I'm sure it's fleshed out in the comics or whatever, but the First Order just sort of came out of nowhere. Well, I know it didn't. They, you know, the Empire sort of scuttled off and rebuilt themselves. But where, you know, give me backstory on the Resistance. Give me backstory on Poe. You know, you know, don't play as these characters, but I think it would be a good opportunity for Poe to have a bit more, you know, backstory. He can give you missions. He can tell you what to do. He could be on your comm link saying, do this, do this. He's just been appointed general, isn't he, after episode 8. Is that right? Or is that episode 9? No, it's episode 9, isn't it?
Well, in 8, it's got, like, in Holdo's death, I think that's when he kind of makes
it. Right, of course. Yeah, so, you know, see him, how he can, you know, see what he's like running an army all of a sudden. What's Finn up to? You know, how is he getting on? How is he dealing with the fallout of episode 8? How are they preparing for episode 9? Give Finn more story. I've been saying this since episode 7. Finn is the most one of the most interesting characters in the sequel trilogy, and they did nothing with him. And John Boyega even said it himself. And I think, you know, they definitely could have done something there, and they'll probably get round to it in comics or something. But I think this is a good opportunity. You can play as a Resistance trooper. You can, you know, be talking with Poe. You can be talking with Finn. And I think also, just give a bit more story to Rose Tico. She did, like, Don't get me wrong. She's not the best character in episode 8, but they could have done something with her. I mean, back in the original trilogy, they gave everyone backstory. They gave bloody Dengar, the guy with a load of bandages, his old tragic story and what happened to him after and everything. You know, like, they literally gave anyone that was in a scene in the original trilogy has a backstory. The guy that ran with the big ice cream maker in episode 5, like, just give Rose Tico, who's meant to be a main character in episode 8 and was shot down the toilet in episode 9, give her some story. Give her something to achieve in this game. I think that would be really good opportunity, you know, just flesh out their stories a bit. Rey can be off doing whatever she wants. Like,
she
could be in it. She could not be in it. I wouldn't mind. I think personally, she shouldn't be in a game where you're playing as a resistance, you know, trying to overthrow the First Order, sorry, not the Empire. I don't care where it would be set. It could be set literally anywhere. I think maybe Yavin could be a good... is it Yavin 4? Could be a good place to return to? Or is that where they are in episode 9? I can't remember. They're somewhere like it anyway.
Episode 9 is Agen Kloss, where they've got the Tantive 4 in the foresty sort of planet.
Yeah, it looks very similar, doesn't it? But so I was thinking, right, well, what could be the backstory of this? And I was like, well, you don't... I was like, how can this connect episode 8 to episode 9? Episode 9 just sort of starts out in the middle of nowhere. They're talking to some spiky face guy that all of a sudden dies halfway through the film.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, don't really want to connect with that. But then I was like thinking about it. I thought, well, what if... And they could... do Colin Trevorrow a bit of decency here, who was obviously originally meant to make episode 9. Mm-hmm. And then at the start of his script, they go onto a dreadnought and they capture a dreadnought? Something like that?
Oh, I'm not too familiar with it.
They capture basically one of the First Order ships, and they use that throughout the film to sort of, you know, sort of help them. So I thought, chuck it on a planet that's overrun with First Order, drop in, you know, few, because there's not a lot of resistance out there. So it makes sense to only have small teams of 4. Drop in your resistance, and you've got to infiltrate the base. And obviously the base could be huge. Connecting with other resistant teams on the planet. You know, you have your own little base and you've got to take out Imperials, First Order. You've got to get to that. And you've got to get the plans for, you know, the Dreadnought or whatever you was meant to, whatever they were going to steal in episode 9. And you could even do a little bit of that, you know, put a little bit of Colin Trevorrow's script in there then. And then that's not lost forever, you know. I can't remember that. I should have rewatched Mr. Sunday Movies YouTube video where they animate the script that Colin Trevorrow was going to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember watching that, yeah.
Yeah, and they could just give it more lore. Just, you know, with how much lore there is in the prequel trilogy, how much lore there is in the original trilogy, even in canon, there's so much lore, but there's nothing for the sequel trilogy. And I think it would be a good opportunity to go, you know, you're playing as a team of 4, your resistance, you connect with all these other resistance, you know, you're taking out First Order, you can get loot, you can get their guns, you can even take their armor and turn it into armor of your own, you know, just like the guy out of Rogue One. He's got that, it looks like a stormtrooper shoulder pad, doesn't it? That red, but he's painted it red and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do that, you know, just you could do that. You can flesh out the story. I mean, granted, the Division 1 and 2, they're not really known for their stories. Neither is Far Cry 3, and neither is Assassin's Creed Revelations, the previous games they worked on. But they've got funding, they'll probably have some sort of funding from Disney. Just say to Disney, We need a writer. There you go. They'll have loads, you know. Just borrow one from Disney. I know that's not how it probably works in real life, but I feel like they could really flesh out a lost part of the universe in the sequel trilogy in this game, in this specific game. They could set it between 8 and 9. They could do a lot of fans justice who didn't like 8 and didn't like 9. They could go, well, this is reason of that, and that's the reason of that, and just try and make it better in the video games, you know? Because I think also Patty Jenkins' new film, that's set after 9 or something, isn't it? So they could set that up a little bit as well. So, but yeah, that's pretty much it. Also, I've put down pretty much similar to what you said, is just play as any species, you know, not any, but give you a good choice, you know, give a Trandoshan, give a Twi'lek, why not? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it for my second idea. What about yours?
Yeah, I think people would play a sequel game. Mm. Like, I think people go online, trash on it, but I think if they brought something out, people would still play it.
Oh, definitely.
And as long as it does, you know, flesh out those characters, as you say, like Poe and Finn, and even like the minor ones, like the guy that plays Merry in Lord of the Rings, he's in it.
And the really guy, the fat guy from Heroes, he wouldn't be dead at that point, so give him some dialogue or whatever.
Yeah, JJ Abrams' friend who's in everything that he does. Just have something where I can play that and then watch episode 9 again and actually know what's going on.
Also, put Wedge Antilles in it, because he shows up in episode 9 as a little bit of fan service, but just go to a corner of your base and have him up on the screen, and they're talking to Wedge Antilles, and they're saying, look, we need your help. And he's like, no, I'm done with that. I don't want to do no Star Wars, because he absolutely hates Star Wars, doesn't he? But just chuck him in it. Just flesh it out. Like, do what the sequel trilogy did with bringing everyone back. They brought back Lando. They brought back Wedge. Mm-hmm. Putting loads of characters in it. Also, give Billy Lord some dialogue. You know, Carrie Fisher's own daughter is shown in so many scenes in the sequel trilogy. How many lines has she got? Does she say a word? I don't even know. give her some play, you know, and just make it a bloody, you know, not a massive like story. It don't really impact the story that much, but just go to a settlement, free some prisoners. Oh, look, it's Billy Lord. Billy Lord says, thank you. I was doing this. Now I'm off to do this. Come see me later here. Go to her there. She gives you another mission. You know, just simple. Just do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'd also say 9 as well. I mean, the guy blew up the Death Star, Lando, the second Death Star. He needs some more stuff to do. And he's one of the best characters.
He was in the Resistance the whole time? I can't even remember. I think he was. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's in episode 9.
Yeah.
The player's a Celestian as well.
The only problem with doing it after episode 8 is you can't bring Admiral Ackbar back. But,
yeah,
you know, give some, you take some. So.
You could have him like a hologram, like Palpatine in the Battlefront 2 campaign.
Mm. Or isn't his son, Admiral Ackbar's son, meant to be like the new Admiral or something like that as well, I think, in the comics or something like that. So maybe flesh out his story a bit more. You know, I think they're missing loads of lore. And like Disney themselves didn't even know what to do with the sequel trilogy at all. And they've come out and said it. They said, oh, we didn't know what we were doing. You know, they were toying around with in episode 7 that maybe Rey was connected to Obi-Wan, or that she might be connected to the Skywalkers. And then in episode 8, they genuinely were like, yeah, make her a nobody. Ryan Johnson was like, I'm going to make her a nobody. And they were like, yeah, good idea. Mm-hmm. We like that. Mm-hmm. Then all the fan backlash, and they went, she's a Palpatine. What are you doing? Yeah. You know?
Which makes the scene at the end of 8 pointless with the boy with the broom.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to be anyone can be a Jedi. Anyone can do this. And then, no, she's actually the granddaughter of like the most powerful man in the universe.
Oh, I know. I know. It should, yeah, they should have stuck with their guns, you know, just stick with it. Just stick with it. Oh, well, who knows? All of a sudden, she's a Skywalker because she decides that. You know, it's like, all right, sure, whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, flesh it out. Make, you know, please fans who didn't like 8. I personally liked 8, but please more fans who didn't like 8.
Yeah.
And make 9 a bit of a better bloody movie, you know?
Yeah, 8's my favourite of the sequels.
Yeah, more I've been thinking about it, the more I think that as well. I'm like, oh, I really liked 7, but that Battle of Crait at the end of it, you know, and there's so many twists and turns in 8 as well.
Just Luke showing up with the dice. It's incredible.
Yeah, and the throne scene, like where they just cut Snoke in half. Like, how shocking was that when you watched it in the cinema? Like,
yeah.
The more I think about 8, the more I think actually it's probably my favourite of the sequel trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, your second idea. What you got?
All right. Okay. So this originally was my joke pitch. Right. But the more I thought about it, the more I actually kind of got into it.
Yeah.
So recently, everyone has kind of started liking the prequels more.
Yeah.
Mainly because of the sequel trilogy not being as good as everyone hoped.
Yeah.
So everyone's kind of liking George Lucas's trilogy. So I think everyone would like a game set in the Clone Wars.
I'm with you.
One of the best characters in all of Star Wars, let alone the prequel trilogy, is Qui-Gon Jinn, right?
All right, yeah.
Because of his story of being a master that doesn't want to be on the council because he doesn't agree with their views, is fantastic.
Mm.
Right. But I think there's one character that's even better. And these two characters meet each other in episode 1, Qui-Gon Jinn and this other character. And I haven't based this around like massive entertainment or something. This is just like a game idea I want that could be developed by anyone.
Yeah.
And it's a Watto simulator.
Watto.
So you play as Watto. You've got your junkyard and you've got your big slave trade, right? Yep. You've got the huts there that you're like your bosses, yeah? So you go to the huts and they'll say, we'll give you loads of money because, remember, mind tricks don't work on him, only money.
Yeah.
So they say, we'll give you a bunch of money if you give us these slaves or whatever. And then you just do it because you want money, right? And then you've got your junkyard where you can employ people to go get your stuff to put in your junkyard. You've got Anakin there. This could be set when Anakin's a slave. It could be set after. I don't mind.
So it's like Watto. A sim game.
Yeah. And you just trade as Watto. You could have these Jedis coming to you saying Republic credits will do fine. And you say, no, they won't, because they're not fine. And it's just a Watto simulator. I think it'd be great. It was my joke pitch. But the more I thought about it, it would probably work better as a mobile game.
I think
there's a place for it.
Yeah, I think stay with it. Give it to either Frontier Developments, the guys who made Planet Coaster and Planet Zoo.
With all the management, yeah.
Or Creative Assembly. They could do quite a decent job. They did like Halo Wars and a few other strategy games. But I think it would be definitely more of a PC game. I don't think.
Yeah.
And they couldn't come out. They couldn't come out the gate swinging with that. I don't think that's definitely a massive entertainment game. But yeah, sure. Why not? Why not? But this is it. Just put out Star Wars games, and we'll buy them. Yeah. We don't care. Yeah. We'll buy them. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. And in terms of this game, with the other pitches we've been saying, you know, play as a rebel, but don't see the main characters and stuff. In this one, I want to play as Watto, and I want to be able to fly as him with his little wing.
Yeah,
and I want to have
fly around the pod racing circuit.
I think it'd be great.
Now this is pod racing.
Yeah.
My last idea is, it's just quite a simple one. I was thinking shooters, previous games in the Star Wars series that are shooters. Republic Commando, bring it back. Bring back Republic Commando. I think, because they showed up in Clone Wars one episode, didn't they? So they're canon.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the Commandos are canon anyway, but the Republic, you know, that, you know,
Delta Squad.
Delta Squad, they're canon. They're canon now. Anyway, so set it behind enemy lines. You drop your team of four and you're going against the Separatists. I think they could do it, set it like, what's the episode in Clone Wars where they put all the Twi'lek planet on lockdown, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And they got to
get the leader guy. Yeah,
that's it. And they need to infiltrate it. Do something similar where you're, you know, you drop down your Delta Squad, you drop down, and you got to reconnect with other surviving, you know, resistance on the planet. You got to connect with other surviving clones that might have survived, you know, attacks. You could do all the drone types, droid types, not drones. You know, that there's quite a few types of droids in Clone Wars that don't get any play in the... I'm not sure. They might come up in Battlefront 2, but they don't get any play in the films, that's for sure. So they could drop them in there. I don't think it would be more like the Division as much, you know, but it could be quite a good squad-based shooter. You could take cover. You could set your enemies, set your allies to points where they need to go and then take them out. Won't be very stealth-based, but you could do something a bit like Rainbow Six Vegas 2. That weren't necessarily that stealth-based. You just set your, you know, you set your team up, then you breach and you clear. You could do something like that. I don't think it would be very story-based. It won't be... It could be online-based. You know, you could have a couple of guys. I think it would work better more like a game like the new Ghost Recon games where, you know, there's four of you and you can set everyone up and you can stealthily take down, but you can also play co-op. So something like that would be good. Set it on, just a planet where the Separatists have taken over. You can't get your ships in. You know, you literally can't get past the blockade of Separatist ships. So you just send a small team out. They sneakily come in, they drop down, they connect with survivors, and they take out, the leader or whatever. Put Grievous in it. why not? Yeah. Put Grievous in it, and he escapes at the end or something. I don't know. That'd be cool.
He's in the original, isn't he? Republic Commander.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah.
I never finished it. I know. It's
near the end. You look out a window and he's just standing there.
Oh, is he?
And then he flies off.
Yeah, I know that in the original, there's the Wookiee that turns up in Fallen Order. That's in episode 3, the leader Wookiee or something like that.
Powerful. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've got it on my PC. I never finished it when I originally played it. I've even got it on the original Xbox as well. So I'll best finish that at some point. Have you got a third idea, or do you want to expand on that Republic Commando setting?
I mean, it would work. People would buy it. I think it'd be very popular. Republic Commando. I think everyone wants it.
It doesn't just have to be the longest game. You know, they could. Yeah. It could be sort of 15 hours, something like that. 12, 15 hours.
I think especially now as well, because when the first one came out, obviously it was in the biggest year of the Star Wars games, 2005, and there was bloody loads. But I think especially now with Clone Wars and Rebels actually fleshing out the clones, because in episode 2 and 3, it's literally we're all the same except for Cody, because he can take his helmet off.
Yeah,
but they're not after like Clone Wars, they've got personalities now.
Yeah,
so I think people would want to see it a lot more than in 2005.
Yeah, they could, they could flesh it out a bit more, flesh out their backstories. They sort of like, you know, they had all different designs and stuff back in the original one. But, I mean, they were going to do an Imperial Commando game that got cancelled when it all, you know, got taken over by Disney. And that would have been sick, playing as Delta Squad, but in the Imperials. That would have been quite cool. So maybe you could do something like that, you know.
Play as the ISB agents from Rebels.
Yeah,
or even Inquisitors.
Yeah, but I do think From Massive Entertainment, obviously they've had success with the cover based shooting. I think they should maybe sort of stick, you know, to that idea.
Yeah,
I don't think they should start doing a style, you know, but I was going to say, I don't think they should start doing a lightsaber combat, but Jedi Fallen Order was made by Respawn, who did Titanfall, and they worked on the Modern Warfares, the original Modern Warfares 1, 2, and Part 3. So, and that combat felt great, I thought. So, who knows? Who knows? Yeah. They could do it. They could do it.
Yep.
You don't know till you try, do you? But yeah. Have you got a third idea?
Yeah, yeah.
Go on then. So, what is it?
Again, it's not based on like Massive Entertainment.
No.
It's more just a Star Wars game I want to see.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure you're familiar with Gotham Knights that was announced.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Suicide Squad game that was announced. Yeah. And they've got like your four players. So you're Robin, your Red Hood, your whoever else, Nightwing and Batgirl.
Yep.
And you play through the story and you can be any character at any time. And as that character progresses, they all progress at the same time.
Yep.
So I want a game similar to this kind of system in Star Wars and have it Obi-Wan, Anakin, Ahsoka, and someone else. I don't know yet. It would have to be another Jedi, I guess.
In mix it up. Disney Infinity 3.0, you play as Anakin, Obi-Wan, Ahsoka, and Yoda. That's your team of four. There you go.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd do Yoda. It'd probably be a bit
powerful. Yeah, who would you add to that team? Who? I mean, Plo Koon has a lot of play in Clone Wars.
Yeah, he'd work well.
Or, you know, Kit Fisto is just an amazing underused character.
I think I'd want it not to be a master, but then you're a bit limited, I guess. But in terms of what, like, enemies, I'd say, again, have it on, even, like, have it as your hub on, like, a cruiser or something, and just go to different worlds, and then in each world there's like a stronghold that you have to get, and then the stronghold has like a kind of top level commander. So like in Clone Wars you've got the Spider-Man,
and the tarantula guy,
and gets killed by Anakin. I don't know if you've seen that yet or not.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, you know, I saw the one in the earlier season with the stealth ship, the cloaking ship.
Yeah, so it's the same guy. Yeah. But yeah, have it in. And then even bring in other characters that aren't in that series, right?
Yeah.
So in like the original Clone Wars series, you got the guy with the pretty eye.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember. You got Dirge, the big Bing, whatever that is. Just bring in like lots of these, because you obviously don't want it to be like a Sith.
Just pick out everyone sitting around that table in Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Got the Techno Union.
Yeah.
But again, you could have it on a ship, or if you wanted to contain it to one planet, then just have lots of strongholds around, I guess.
Or instead of a ship, what about a space station? I think that would work quite well.
But have it so that you can only have two at a time, though, so you don't have, like, you know, Anakin, Obi-Wan, Ahsoka and whoever else all on this one mission, because it'd probably get a bit too easy, I guess.
Two at a time, makes sense. You know, you two go off, do that while the other two are doing that, and then you can play that sequence or like or whatever.
But some sort of just dedicated Clone Wars game that has some kind of Jedi involvement. Because obviously I'd love Republic Commando or even just a Clone Squadron game. Just play as the 501st or something, you know, or the 66 simulator would be fantastic. But I also think they do need to do something Jedi.
Yeah, I think, you know, like I just said, Fallen Order was made by Respawn, so there's no reason why not give it a go. You could give it a go, definitely. And that two-player co-op they've already sussed that out pretty much in the division. So
yeah,
they could definitely do that. Yeah. I think set it on some like a confined space, not necessarily. Yeah. Well, they said open world. They did say open world, but yeah, you could set it on a open space rather than an open world. You could do something like that. You could even add in, like the Batman Arkham games do, add in a bit of Metroidvania elements, you know. Oh, I can't grapple the grate down until I get my, you know, grapple gun and stuff like that. Yeah. You could add that, you know. It's a smaller world, but you come back to re-explore it. And I think that's what Arkham Asylum does so well. But yeah, I'm very excited for Gotham Knights. I think it's a good game idea that they've not really done before. You know, a full-on two-player co-op RPG with that very high action, you know, combo heavy combat. I think they could do they could that would transform quite well over into Star Wars.
Yeah, but I'd say if they are going to do it, it needs to be some familiar characters, because the main thing I didn't like about Fallen Order is just Cal. I just didn't really care for him. And also in terms of like, how old is he in Order 66? Like,
yeah, he's like what, 10, 11?
Yeah, like something like that. And he knows all these powers, and then he doesn't do anything for like a good amount of time, and then, oh, I've forgotten everything.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, if I go to this tomb and go all the way to the end of this tomb,
I can force push.
Pull. I really didn't like it. That I know they had to do it so that you couldn't get everything straight away, but they shouldn't have done that based around force powers.
No, it should have been
like, get a grapple gun, get a like a lightsaber, get like Ezra's lightsabers you can shoot as well.
Yeah, that'd be quite good. Yeah, a Jedi game where you know very little, you know a bit of Jedi combat and you've got one or two force powers, but then, you know, you start equipping like bounty hunter weapons to help you with other stuff. You know, you could have the arm grapple that, you know, the Mandalorians have, or even like a flamethrower or something like that. You know, you could start building up this Jedi, Mandalorian, bounty hunter hybrid. That would be quite cool. Yeah, very young in Order 66. How about, you know, that team of kids in Clone Wars who go to Ilum? You base it on one of them. That'd be quite good. Just as I don't think it would work for Massive Entertainment, but I think that would be quite good. But yeah, I think that's all my ideas. You got any other ideas?
Just make something different that's good.
just give us something every year. Yeah. And I'll buy it every year. I don't care. Yeah, I think I pretty much.
And also, make a Battlefront 3 that just has every Jedi in it.
Yeah.
And every Sith.
Yeah. That's what they've got to do it with Lego Star Wars. They've just got to put everyone in it. Like, they've got to do, you know, a Super Smash Bros. Ultimate or whatever it is, that game, but of Lego Star Wars. Everyone's here. Everyone that's ever existed in the Star Wars universe. You know, give me Nabar Veb, who's in one episode of Clone Wars. You know, give me Syndralig. Give me Syndralig, who you fight in episode 3, Revenge of the Sith video game. You know, just give me everyone. Give me the
High Republic.
Do it. Just give me the Wookiee Padawan in Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Give me the woman with two red lightsabers in Force Unleashed. What's her name?
That one. Oh, yeah, I know who you mean.
Yeah, the white pasty woman. Give me her. Give me the guy in Jedi Fallen Order who's got the two red lightsabers as well.
Yeah, yeah. God, it takes hours to beat on your first playthrough.
Yeah. Yeah, just literally, just put everyone in it. Everyone, like, everyone's here. And then keep updating it. You know, do a Mandalorian DLC. The Bad Batch, do a DLC for that, or anyone who might turn up in that, and just keep it on going, you know.
Do a Watto DLC.
Do a Watto DLC, you know, your own little management scene. Yeah.
Great.
I think, yeah, they just need to put literally. And isn't it technically meant to be open world? But they might do something that's a bit like Lego's Marvel Super Heroes 2, where they literally combine like four cities into one, didn't they? I think they'll probably do something like that. They'll probably do the holiday special excuse is that they've got like a, they had like a crystal that could just take them any time and place.
Canon now.
Yeah.
Chewie's family's canon.
Yeah.
I think for this game, what they'll probably do is if they don't do some kind of Mandalorian thing, do you remember seeing quite a while ago, they did that like reel for everything that was happening, and they had that they had like the Amy Hennig thing, the Uncharted.
Being made by Visceral.
Yeah.
Guys who made Dead Space.
And they had in that you was going to play like a sort of scoundrel, like a Han Solo type character. I think what they might do is something like that, where you play as kind of people that are on a ship. So like the Ghost in Rebels, like they run like a kind of business from this ship. And again, they're kind of in that neutral middle ground in terms of, you know, Han Solo works for Jabba the Hutt, but then he's a rebel, you know?
Yeah, they could do... I think they'll probably do something similar to that because everyone loved that idea. However, I don't think it would be as story-based as the Amy Hennig project would be.
No.
And I think, they'll probably... I'm saying now, it's either going to be based on Mos Eisley or it's going to be based in Coruscant. It's probably not anywhere else there, but... But then, you know, Fallen Order had some surprises. You know, I didn't expect to go to Zepho and Bogano. Is it Bogano? I can't even remember.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you went to Dathomir as well. That was pretty cool. So, yeah, who knows? Who knows what they'll do? But I think whatever they do, it's just good to be having Star Wars games. And I am hoping it'll be out in 2023, 24, I think, because the EA license runs until then. The exclusivity license is up in 2023. So he literally might be like, the license is up, here's the game. Or they might say, oh, you know, we need another year. Because they must have just gone, they must have just signed the contract where they said, oh, you know, we're going to make this game. And then they've put it out straight away. So I think it's we're three years off at least. You know, they say roughly about 3 years to make a game, don't they? So I think it'll be at least 3 years off.
Yeah, and it's not like EA's games anymore, where obviously they brought out the first Battlefront with Force Awakens and the second one with Last Jedi, and then Jedi Fallen Order with Rise of Skywalker. There's so many TV shows now that they can bring it out whenever they want.
Bring it out middle of the year. I like games in the middle of the year. That's my favorite time to play because there's too much going on at Christmas time. You know, sort of when they release games in November, you don't get it until December, and then so much else happens. And middle of the year is a good time to bring out a game, or start of the year. Like if they brought it out sort of March time, I think that works for, you know, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. It works for a lot of games, bringing it out in March. So that's an option.
Yeah,
well, I think that'll do it. I think we should say goodbye. Keep tune to this space. Watch this space, as a lot of people say. We will be next week. We'll hopefully have our social media, have our name, which will be nice. We're still not quite sure what to call this podcast or Pitchcast. I quite like the idea of calling it a Pitchcast, but then I've looked into Pitchcast, and that's a lot of football podcasts, so maybe not that. Every week we're gonna pitch either a video game as a movie or a movie as a video game. This week has been Star Wars into a video game made by Massive Entertainment. With regards to next week, should we give them a little clue, Ben?
Well, I think what I'd say is next week might be a bit better because I think Lewis is more of the gaming kind of expert, whereas I'm much more into films.
Ben's into films.
So I think turning a game into a film, I'll probably be better at.
Yeah. Let's give him a little clue, though. What should we say to give him a clue? How about...
Da, 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 da.
What do you reckon? Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Could be anything.
Bye-bye.
Could be anything.
Be anything.